Should we expect more live tackling today, or perhaps as much as yesterday, or less?
Pretty much the same as yesterday.
I know, obviously, it'll depend on availability of players, but will you treat this upcoming preseason game the way that, you know, the traditional third game is, in the sense of the starters may see extended playing time in this one?
I don't view this game as the traditional third game. If you're asking that question, and, you know, we'll talk about it. To me, this is an extra one. I'm looking, you know, more of next week probably, or the next game, as you would say, the traditional one.
I had a chance to talk with Coach Tomlin after the practice yesterday, and he made it a point to talk about how pleased he was with the way both teams conducted themselves. A couple of little flare-ups, two or three scuffles or whatever early in the practice, but the overall tone he was happy with. How would you view that?
How it's being portrayed, how much is going on in the other camps or the other situations. But I think it's something that we expect out of both of our teams. We're still not out of it yet. We still have one more practice. I thought yesterday there really wasn't any scuffles nothing really occurred. So I think the players were focused on trying to get better, and that's what we're trying to make sure that they're focused on. And coming out of here against, you know, different type of player, different types of schemes, and getting better. Really, and that's what I've talked to the players about. We don't have time for that other stuff, and it's not part of the game. And if something does occur, you have to have the discipline to be able not to do anything, because if you do that during the regular season, you're gonna get thrown out of the game.
What are your thoughts on EJ and his accuracy at this point in the camp, or what you've seen just in general?
Yesterday, outside of 7-on-7, was probably his best day, if you charted it. It's probably his best day.
Can you maybe elaborate on that? Because we have different vantage points here. We had trouble really seeing. We couldn't watch everything with camp because of where we're stationed. And so at least personally, I didn't. What did you see from him specifically?
Well, I think when you combine all the team periods, he was 60% completion percentage and, 56% accuracy percentage. I'll take it. Better than what, it's progression for him. That's been going on. The only period, like I said before, was 7-on-7, which was a little bit different than we normally run our 7-on-7. So, we'll get that straightened out today.
How much of that is skewed towards stuff that was close in proximity to the line of scrimmage, dump offs, or behind the line type stuff versus going down the field?
You mean did I chart like 10? Well, difficult. It's difficult to go down the field when you're at the 30-yard line.
I don't mean hard specifics, but if you maybe.
No, it's difficult to go down the field when we're at the 30-yard line going in.
Yes.
Most of the, those long routes are, 30-plus yard routes. So, hopefully we'll get more of those in today. They're scripted to go in more today.
How do you feel about his overall progression beyond just yesterday?
I think we're just working, trying to get better. Compared to what? Compared to where he was? Or compared to?
Maybe where you'd want him to be at this stage.
I'm good.